Exposure to trauma early on may lead to bad decisions in your youth. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Fred Butcher, research associate with the Biegun Center for Violence Prevention Research and Education at Case Western Reserve University, explores how treating trauma in children may be the best way to keep them from coming back to a jail cell in the future.
Social science research over the last several decades has established that children's exposure to violence is a widespread and significant problem. This is particularly true for those involved in the juvenile justice system. As a result of exposure to violence, youth can often develop symptoms of trauma which can increase their risk for further delinquent and criminal behavior. Unfortunately, juvenile justice systems often do not effectively screen for and treat trauma. My colleagues and I examined data from 2,200 youth with behavioral health issues who were diverted from incarceration and placed in community-based treatment. We were interested in how the aspects of neighborhoods, violence, and trauma affect these youth. Many live in disadvantaged neighborhoods with higher rates of crime and thus have a higher likelihood of being exposed to violence. As we expected, we found that exposure to violence was predictive of trauma symptoms. We then turned our attention to the impact of trauma on social relationships. The data showed that trauma symptoms can negatively impact the ability of young people to build and maintain social relationships. Taking these two findings into account, trauma that often comes from exposure to violence serves as a major impediment to building the very kind of social relationships that provide a natural support group that protect these young people from the effects of violence exposure. Trauma plays a large role in a young person's continued involvement with the justice system, and understanding the impact on youth in building resilience can help reduce the likelihood of continued involvement with the justice system. While we may not be able to change the environment that these youth are in, the data show that effective assessment and treatment for trauma should be an important focus of their rehabilitation.
That was Fred Butcher of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
It pays to wait. Hold on. If love don't come soon.